Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now I'm joined by a guy who used to be known as Oliver Luck, but I think now he's known as Andrew Luck's dad. And probably is glad to be known as Andrew Luck's dad.
I got to tell you, Ron, when I was AD down the road in Morgantown, you know, I used to go in, my little stump speech was, you know, AD normally stands for athletic director. In my case, it's Andrew's dad. So, yeah.
And you're probably happy about it every second, aren't you?
Well, I'm happy this year. Yeah, he went through a tough stretch.
Yeah, he had
obviously
some bad injuries, man. Was there some concerns that he was ever going to be able to come back?
Yeah, I mean, there was concern. You know, he had a labrum, right? Same thing Drew Brees had, you know, when Drew was down in San Diego. So he had a labrum problem, and that's a tricky deal, right? And there was concern that he wouldn't be able to throw like you have to throw to be a successful NFL quarterback. You got to have the velocity. You know how tight the windows are for these guys. There was probably a year-long sort of, you know, grind of rehab that he was going through, and he really didn't know if he was going to be able to come back. So we're happy in the sense that he's healthy and can get back into a sort of a normal rhythm and play football, because like all these guys, that's what he loves to do.
He had a great year and, thought he had a chance to get here. I really did.
Yeah, they were 1-5, and then to get in the playoffs, you know, they literally had to win every game. They ended up, I think, I don't know, 10 out of 11 or something. They laid an egg literally in Jacksonville, you know, in a sloppy 6-0 loss. But otherwise, you know, ran out, and then I think they just ran out of steam. You know, they still got some holes in their team. They probably need a second receiver to complement T.Y. They've got a couple of defensive issues still, but it was a good season. So, you take the good ones when you can.
That's for sure. Well, how does a guy go from the AD at West Virginia to running the XFL? how did this all come about? And I want you to explain the league and what
you hope
to happen.
So, I was very happy in college. I love college sports. I think it's a great institution. I get a call from an intermediary, Vince McMahon, and he says, "Hey, Oliver, would you like to visit with Vince?" You know, he announced – this is back in the spring of this year. He said, you know, he's announced he's going to put a bunch of money behind the XFL and they're going to relaunch it. I said, sure, I'd love to take a meeting with Vince. I didn't know Vince. I don't really follow wrestling. Of course, I knew he, you know, built WWE and it's a real juggernaut and they generate $1 billion a year. He's a publicly traded company. So I sat with him for, you know, a couple of days to try to understand what he was going to do, because the first go-around, I mean, we're both old enough to remember it, wasn't very good.
2001, wasn't it?
It was 2001, you know, 18 years ago now, and the football wasn't good. And, you know, if you're going to run a football league, the football has to be good. You know, it has to be attractive and compelling for people to watch. So we walked through the entire thing, and he basically said, "Listen, Oliver, I want to hire somebody like you that's done this before." You know, he spent 10 years building NFL Europe, starting from scratch. You know, somebody's done this before, knows how to, you know, do this, has credibility in the football world, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought to myself, you know, it's not often that somebody starts a well-capitalized football league, right? It's not often that, you know, startups aren't big in the sports world. They're big in the tech world or in banking or whatever, healthcare, but not in the sports world. So I thought it'd be fun to do. He's basically given me full responsibility for football and what we're doing. Doug Whaley, former Pitt player. Yep. It's hard for Mountaineer to hire a Pitt guy, but Doug, former Buffalo Bills GM, longtime Steeler, you know, personnel executive. Doug is on board as our personnel guy. Got a bunch of Panther connections, you know, with my staff. But we're building out a group. We'll be announcing our head coaches relatively soon. I think people will be impressed with the experience level those guys have. And we're looking forward to putting on a good product. So we launch in 2020. We've got a year to build. And that was one of the other things. I wouldn't have taken the job if I only had 3 or 4 months to prepare for it. You just can't do it. Football's a different game. It's so logistically complex at any time.
I think it's reasonable to say the odds are against you with what other startup leagues have done.
Agreed.
Opposite the NFL. Why is the XFL going to be different?
Two things, right? Money. And Vince has committed $500 million. Nobody's ever put that kind of money into a sports league, a launch, right? Money and what I would call disciplined decision-making. So think about the old Pittsburgh Maulers for a moment.
I covered them.
Did you?
Okay, there we go. In Pittsburgh, I covered them.
So I'm an Oiler. I'm living down in Houston. I'm going to law school in the offseason. I would go to gambler games, right? Houston gambler games in the Astrodome. 25, 30,000 people.
Jim Kelly days?
Kelly was thrown to Gerald McNeil and all these guys, right? And, you know, Steve Young was playing. They had good players. But think if the USFL, think about what it would have been had they had disciplined decision-making and stayed in the spring. There's a market for people to watch football, or else the USFL wouldn't have made it, you know, into year three. They didn't have disciplined decision-making. They went, you know, to take on the NFL. Nobody takes on the NFL. The NFL is a juggernaut. It's like God, right? So, you know, I thought that was a terrible mistake. But imagine 20 years later, had the USFL stayed in the spring and had some discipline, I think that would be a very valuable sports property. Because there's a ton of football players out there who are just not quite good enough to make it. Look at a guy like Landry Jones, right?
There he is. We know Landry.
No, he was a good backup to Ben when he had a chance to play. A guy like that can't find a starting job in the NFL. What does that tell you about the quality of play, right? 32 teams, two quarterbacks, 64 jobs. There's a whole bunch of guys coming out of college that really have skills. Guys like Pat White. Can you imagine Pat? Look at Major Harris go way back.
Right.
You know? Right.
You got that West Virginia blood still.
Well, absolutely.
Well, give me some, what are some of the interesting things about the league that people will find different maybe and attractive?
So we want to have an up-tempo game, so we're going to shorten our play clock, either to 25 or 30 seconds as opposed to 40. We want to not eliminate, because you can't eliminate, but mitigate, you know, reduce the number of timeouts and breaks, right? Stoppage. We call them stoppages. You know, there's just too many. You know, whether you're at a game live or you watch it on TV, right? We all, you know, get up and go because it's a, you know, the average break with a play review is 2.5 minutes. It's a lot of dead time. So we want to shorten the games, get back to the three-hour game that we all loved in the 70s and 80s, you know, and have an up-tempo offense. We've got probably a dozen things that we want to do differently. We've got a different kickoff we're looking at, a different overtime rule we're looking at, the punt that the CFL uses, which is the no fair catch halo rule, right? Because of the health and safety, that's important as well. Nobody really cared about that back in 01. People care about it today, rightfully so. In fact, one of your former Pittsburgh Steeler guys, Julian Bales, who was a former neurologist of the Steelers, good friend of mine. He was also on the faculty at West Virginia. He's now at Northwestern. And
my alma mater.
Your alma mater. Very good. So he's at Northwestern as a team doc and is also doing a residency. He's a brain surgeon at North Shore up there. But anyway, he's our team league neurologist. Julian just came on board. So health and safety is important. So there's about a dozen things that we're going to do differently that I think fans will find interesting. We can innovate. Right? We're a startup league. I'm a one-man sort of decision tree, for good or for bad. The NFL, it's hard to innovate. It's a juggernaut. It's very, very successful, as we all know. It's hard for major college football to innovate, you know. But we can do that, and we got some things that we think are a little bit different. But basically, people will turn on the game and see 11-on-11, hopefully high-level football, same field dimensions, same, you know, four downs. I mean, you know, the same. It'll be very familiar to observers.
Oliver Luck, I appreciate you sitting down, man. Good luck to you and the family and Andrew. And let's do this again as we get a little closer.
Sure, absolutely.
When we start to have a little more coaches and players and that sort. We'd love to talk to you again.
Very good. Thanks, Ron.
All right.
Good to see you.
Oliver Luck, thank you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.